So we're here with Sophie Baker and Georgia Timms from Oxford United Women's Football Club. Welcome, guys. How are you
guys
doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Cool. So how did you guys get into football in the first place?
I started off from a boys' team because my brother played for them. And I was, first of all, I just started off by kicking the ball around the side, and then one of the managers looked over and like, does she want to go in? I think my brother was a bit annoyed at the time. His sister was playing on the same team.
You better than him?
Possibly.
Were you the only girl on the side as well?
Yeah, for like, didn't see another girl until I came to Oxford, so that was the first time.
So where was that then? Where did you grow up?
Started off at Abingdon United and then moved on to Saxon Rovers, which my dad ran, so...
That's just behind my house, actually. What about you, Georgia?
I started off watching my dad. I used to go watch him all the time. And then I just, a bit like Sophie, used to play. And then my dad got me into it. Played for my local team. And then he saw trials for Oxford. And I just went and got in.
Awesome.
That, yeah.
Brilliant. Who inspires you as a player?
Growing up, it was always Kelly Smith because that was, like, the face of it, and that's all I... probably all I knew as a woman footballer. Obviously, now I know more women footballers, but probably her, and obviously a few men footballers like David Beckham and all that, just as main ones.
Yeah. First women football, like, game I saw, I think, was an England game, and I saw Farrah Williams, and, like, that was a good... obviously my position and stuff, so probably her, and then obviously other men footballers like Drogba, all them kind of players.
So we've kind of talked about why you decided to play for Oxford, but it seems to be a pretty big club for in the women's game. You're in the second tier of English football. It's pretty exciting that it's so close to home to you guys.
Yeah, I couldn't picture myself at any other club, really. Yeah. It's when I watched Oxford United men's games, I was like, I never thought I could get in the women's team, and then it came true, so I was so happy when I got in.
You must be pretty smug to be in a higher league than the men, then.
Yeah.
Is there a bit of rivalry between the men and the women at Oxford United?
Well, we sometimes look over and see them training. And
were you guys at Wembley the other week?
Yes, we saw that.
Yeah, we did go, yeah.
It's a shame. But good day, anyway.
Yeah.
Do you think it's an exciting time to be in playing women's football, and are you excited for the future of the game?
Yeah, I think since the World Cup, it's been a massive support within the women's football, which is obviously good for how England have done. And for the support that they're giving, not just us, at WSL1 as well, is it's amazing, really.
Yeah, it's just grown every day. And I can't, like, in 5 years' time, God knows where it'll be at.
Yeah,
but it must be particularly exciting for you guys because you're young in the game and clubs are now starting.
You've come in at the right time.
Yeah. Clubs are starting to pay, and there's the central contracts of the FA now as well.
It's going to get big, definitely. Just waiting for it to. It's just the right moment for us, for our age and stuff.
What would you say to a fan who was interested in going along to a game?
Definitely come along. I think once they see one, then they'll know. People have this stereotype about women's football, but once you see a game, you can't have the answer on it.
It's only about £4 to go to games.
Yeah.
Spend £4 and then that'll be it. That'll be sold.
Or spend £25 and be a season ticket holder.
Yeah, exactly.
How often do you train?
We train, is it four times a week?
Four times a week.
And then a game at the on a Sunday. Mm. So we do twice a week we do gym, and twice a week we train as well. So that's
So Georgia, you're a member of the Elite Academy, is that right?
Yeah.
And Sophie, you were in it.
Yeah, I'm doing my third year now, but my first 2 years.
So can you tell us a bit about the setup of that then? Because you do academic study as well as training.
Yeah. So we obviously do the college work of it, do BTAC sport, and then through the day we do training as well. We do about an hour and a half training, and then we also have training at night as well, so it's quite a lot, but it's like helped me a lot.
The 2 years I was there, like my technique playing football, because it was every single day, just grew. So that was, those 2 years was when as a player I got better, and I was in gym as well, so more physical, and Yeah.
Do you do that with some of the men then as well, who are in the men's academy, or is it just girls?
Well, we are, like, in college work, we are mixed with the boys.
Mm.
So we obviously do our work then. And when we used to do gym, we used to be mixed with the boys, so it would push us.
Mm-hmm.
So that did help us a lot. But training, we were split up, mm-hmm. obviously, for purposes.
And the Elite Academy is one of only 30 of the FA Centres of Excellence in England, I think that's right.
Yeah.
So people can start sending their girls from sort of under sevens.
Yeah. There are really young ones, aren't there?
There is some really young ones in there. I started when I was 10, so I was quite young, so I've been there for 9 years, but some of the girls that are there now, if they stayed, that could be three quarters of their lives. Mm.
That's amazing to have so close by as well. So yeah. Only one of 30 of these places.
Yeah.
It is good.
That's fantastic. Going back to matches, do you have any pre-match superstitions?
You have quite a few.
Well, they've sort of gone now, so... But at the start, it was taping my boots, but, like, no laces would be allowed to be shown. Still got to have my boots exactly the same tightness. If it's just a little bit, I've got to redo it. It's weird.
Do you have an order which you do it, like, left and right?
Right to left.
But you don't wear the same pants each time or anything like that?
I have my favourite shorts, which are game day. So my black ones are game day, so my blue ones are just cherry ones.
I don't have any, I don't think. Like, I've done some in the past, but they weren't, they were just, I thought, oh, today, this is the right moment. Mm. But I don't really keep to them.
Yeah.
So the Oxford United men's big rivals are obviously Swindon. Mm. Do you guys have any similar... I mean, there's no one really nearby, but do you have any big rivals?
You said Millwall.
Yeah, I said Millwall only because of obviously the start first game of the season.
5-3.
Yeah, the cockiness, and I don't know, just that made for the next game to drive towards them. I don't know. I think them, but what do you think?
I don't think we have any like outstanding ones, but I guess Millwall we get.
Reading
could possibly. Yeah.
Do Millwall women have a big firm like the men?
Yeah, I suppose they do a bit. Yeah, they're not as big as you would want, but no, they do.
You're playing Durham on Sunday. How are you feeling about that?
Sorry. We haven't had a game for, is it 2 weeks now?
Three weeks.
Yeah. So we've been preparing and training every single day. Just really working for this game.
Yeah.
So
excited about it. Very excited about it, and should be a good game.
Are you guys both going to be playing? Do you not know yet?
We're not sure yet. I think he picks his squad from training, so we've still got two more sessions tonight and Thursday. So we're just going to work really hard and try and get in a starting 11. Yeah. But.
Do you ever watch like footage of Durham playing?
We get like footage sent to us, so we watch over, see what they're like, and then we get individual players to pick up on and stuff like that.
Just into their weaknesses and what we need to
work on,
look out for and stuff.
And we were looking at the sponsorship opportunities for Oxford United Women. I think it's only £250 to sponsor a player or something.
I've currently got one. George's currently got one, but there is so many other players out there who also still need one, and it's only £250. And
that's an absolute bargain for any business or even individual around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you think you're going to do this season? What are you thinking?
I'm looking to get in starting 11. I was going to... Like Les says, he gets his starting 11 from training. So if I just work really hard at training, maybe start off with getting on as a sub and then working on to get in starting 11. But my end goal is to be in the starting 11 by the end of it.
Yeah, same for me as well, really. Just doing that. But for the team as well, I think... progressing from what we were last season, it's probably the biggest aim for us. But
yeah, we're quite a young team, so I think it's just going to be developing our players
for the next couple of years, for the future, really.
Yeah,
just developing the whole team, which will happen. I can see it already, like just from the games we've been playing, how much we've improved from the pre-season. Really.
And with Women's Super League One expanding now, it's more opportunities to get promoted.
Yeah. That's what we're hoping for in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.